Though Captain Astra Jones has had an illustrious career with the agency, she has yet to visit the homeland of her people. Never have her boots touched Earth's soil. Never has she looked out upon one of Earth's seven seas. Never has she breathed in a naturally occurring atmosphere. But that is all about to change.
Ready for landing.
Commence landing procedures.
I can't.
Why the hell not?
You aren't buckled in, Captain.
Oh, right.
Wow, you really are nervous.
I am not.
Right, and I'm not going to be spending tonight with my university ex.
Okay, fine. Maybe I am a little nervous.
It's okay. I'm nervous too. A summons from the Prime Minister is a big deal.
No, it's not that. I've spoken with her a few times before. She seems nice.
Trust me, she's not.
How would you—
Then why are you nervous?
Okay, truth time.
Science, yes, I love truth time. Open yourself up to us, like a gorgeous Georgia O'Keeffe painting.
Breezing right past that. This is my first time on Earth.
What? I cannot believe this. This is wild. You've been everywhere.
Yeah, you tell us all the stories about traipsing across the galaxy with your wife.
Do you guys realize how expensive citizen travel to Earth is? And I've never been summoned here before. The higher-ups usually prefer to communicate with us grunts by video chat. Presumably not to dirty themselves with space dust.
That seems a tad harsh.
Trust me. All the higher-ups are completely status-driven, stab you in the back types. That's the other reason I've never come to Earth. I didn't want to deal with all the rich snobs from the domes. No offense.
Just a bit taken.
At approximately 162 million miles from Astra's current meltdown, her wife awaits, completely oblivious to the fact that she will soon be having one herself.
So, Nina, you say you haven't met Astra?
Hilda's wife? Oh, no, definitely not. She's never here, is she?
She's been here a few times. She's just busy with her career.
What does she do again?
Import, export, very demanding.
Yes, she works very hard. I'm sure her parents are very proud of her.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Captain, I'm afraid we have a small problem.
I calculate that it is, in fact, a rather large problem.
Just spit it out.
Our young friend appears to have gotten herself captured by the agency.
What?
They said our young friend appears to—
I know, Sam. How did you two let this happen? Oh my god, I should have been there. I'm sorry, Baba, we have to go. Nina, always nice to see you.
What are they talking about? Who is your young friend?
I'll explain later. I have to go. Where was she taken exactly? Sam, do you know where they'd be taking her?
The nearest agency holding cell to our location is approximately 1.47 miles to the northwest.
Perfect. What intel do we have on it?
It is heavily guarded by—
What exactly are you planning, Captain?
Breaking her out. The only reason she's in this damn mess is because of me.
Captain, I regret the capture of the girl, but we do not have the resources to free her. Oh, unhand me, Captain!
She is one of us. We need to save her. I do it for you, or Sam, or Mips. We can't abandon her. Mipsy, we've got a problem. Are you ready for a bit of an adventure?
Oh, thank Hawks! I mean, yes, Captain. I'm ready.
The Copenhagen Dome of former Denmark now serves as the capital of Earth. The historic canals now mix with the modern architecture of the dome, a very different design than the industrial fishbowls seen on the colonies. The dome's crystalline surface glitters, enhancing the natural beauty of sky and horizon. Though natural weather does not exist anymore in the climate-controlled dome, a random day every other week is selected as a rain day, so the citizens get a treat of variety. In addition, The temperature is adjusted to keep up the charade of seasons. Today there is an autumnal chill in the air, and the whole city wafts of petrichor, wet leaves, and damp earth. As this morning's planned shower peters out.
Holy shit! This is how you all grew up?
Not exactly. The London Dome is much wetter.
Oh shit, there they are. Holy shit, holy shit, holy... Director Finley! Hello! Listen, I know the Hammerhead wasn't the mission, but I had to take him down. He was still a major threat, and now he's not, and I know you're angry that I veered off course, but it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up and...
Angry? My dear Captain Jones, I'm thrilled.
You are?
Of course I am. What do I always say?
One less pirate?
Exactly. Did you think you were in for a browbeating?
Well, kind of.
No, the Prime Minister simply wanted to meet and congratulate you and your team on your excellent work. You have a bright future ahead of you, Captain Jones.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Wonderful. Glad you're pleased with our work.
More than pleased. Now, please, allow me to escort the three of you to your lodgings while you are here.
Oh, how long are we staying?
Just a couple of days. We wouldn't want to put a stop to your excellent work. But you need adequate accommodations to prepare for tonight's gala.
Gala?
Mipsy, short version, these two idiots let the kid get taken. We have to free her. Everyone, give me options.
Captain.
I swear, if you suggest that we leave her one more time, I will personally murder you. Sam, you're up.
From the information I have gathered, Yan Meng is being kept in a medium security holding cell in the city center agency station. There are 18 low-level agency officers who work in the building, 6 per shift, with 5 cells. Each cell is locked with a TK Mark 15 biometric lock.
I can hack that. But we need to get in. Epsilon, you're gonna have to help.
Captain, I...
No arguments. It's an hour to shift change so we can catch an officer on the way in. Epsilon can change into one of them and bring me in.
Captain, that's too far. I understand that you want to save the girl, but you cannot risk yourself. There are dozens of cameras at the station, and they'll remind you that you are the top of the most wanted.
Yes, but they don't know my face. You could pretend to bring me in for something small, just big enough to get me into the cells. Then I can hack the lock, then Sam can knock out the back wall, and we scamper. You can just leave the way you came in. No one will stop you because of the distractions. We'll rendezvous back here, and Mipsy will be ready and waiting for us to launch as soon as we get back.
Tell me how to hack the lock. You cannot go there, Captain.
It's not your job to tell me what I can and cannot do. I'm the captain here. This is my ship, my crew, my responsibility. There's no time to teach you how to hack a lock of that caliber. If you don't like it, stay here. We'll figure out a way to save the kid without you. Then when we leave, we'll drop you back in that desolate corner of space where we found you. Your call.
Epsilon would never say no to their captain. Not really. Epsilon may pretend to be above it all, not caring about anyone or anything, but when it comes down to it, they would walk to the edge of the universe for Hilda Farouk.
I'll do it.
Christiansborg Palace, once the home of kings and queens, now houses the United Parliament of Planet Earth and outlying territories. Just because a world is beyond monarchies doesn't mean it is beyond palaces. Astra walks through the halls of this gorgeous place, never before having set foot on any human-made structure built before the tail end of the 21st century. Belinda and Tommy are decidedly less enthralled by their surroundings.
The gala begins this evening at 7 p.m. promptly. The director has arranged for you and your team to stay here for the evening. The dress code is formal. Your uniforms will not be appropriate. There are clothing options for each of you in your rooms. Here is your room, Captain Jones. Please let me know if you have any problems I can assist you with during your stay.
No thank you. I'm all good. Have a good day.
You as well, Captain Jones. Agents Thompson and Perez, please follow me.
Holy shit! Hey, wifey. I was hoping I'd catch you, but I have so much to tell you, I'll just leave a message. You are never gonna believe where I am right now. On Earth! In a motherfucking palace! Finley called me to Earth. I thought I was in for the shitstorm of all shitstorms for going after the Hammerhead. But guess what? They were happy! They even said thrilled! And now I'm sleeping in a palace like a damn princess tonight. And tonight, I'm going to a gala! And holy shit, I just found the clothes they left for me to wear! Dress and suit options? Good. But I'm feeling a gown tonight. Really want to lean into the princess thing. I'll try to send you a picture. This red one is gorgeous! Maybe I'll see if I can steal it so I can wear it for you. Oh, I wish you were here with me. That would make the whole fairy tale complete. Oh my god, that bed! It's huge! Ooh, and so comfortable. Is this what all beds on Earth are like? I don't know if I'll be able to sleep on something this soft. I think I need a little back pain to lull me off. I hope you're being safe. Just because the Hammerhead is gone doesn't mean there aren't any threats to you. I love you. I don't know what I would do without you. Please call me.
In a small, dank alleyway, less than a block from the agency station, Hilda, Epsilon, and Sam lie in wait. Wolves waiting for a lone hare to wander into their path.
Based on the security camera footage Mipsy found, one officer walks this way to work every day. They should be here in the next 2 minutes. Are you two ready?
Yes, Captain.
Epsilon?
I'm ready, Captain.
Now, Sam.
Let me go. Hey, stop.
I'm sorry. I'll wake up later. Might have a bit of a headache. But no serious harm done. Now, Epsilon, change into him.
Give me a moment. Shifting into a person is more complicated than into an abstract shape.
Good. Spitting image. Now, handcuff me.
Are you sure about that?
It wouldn't be convincing if I wasn't handcuffed. Besides, I can get out of these in my sleep. And I have. Let's go. Sam, wait for us behind the building. There's a small vent in the cell area. You'll be able to hear me give my signal. Grab my arm. This needs to look convincing.
Whoa, Samson. Shift hasn't even started yet, and you're already bringing someone in? Nice. What did this one do?
Caught her stealing an agency nutrition pack.
When will those stupid miners learn? Wait, where are you going? Aren't you going to process her?
Yes, I will. But I need to just, use the facilities. I'll just put her here in the cell until I'm ready for her.
Oh, I can get it started for you.
No! I mean, that's not necessary. I know you have a lot of work to do yourself.
You're telling me. All this clerical work is going to kill me. I thought the agency would be exciting, but I'm just filling out forms all day.
Huh, don't I know it.
Oh, what was I thinking? Leave your planet. Yeah, that's a great idea. Leave your parents where it's nice and safe. And now you're captured, and you're gonna die. Oh, God, I should never have left. Ow, motherfucker. I should not have done that either.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have.
Hilda! Oh no, you got caught too?
You have 2 minutes until they realize something is up. I'll meet you back at the ship.
What? We have an agency friend now?
Who told you about that?
Well, that guy. That just... Is he not our friend?
Oh, you mean the officer? That was Epsilon. We're busting you out, kid.
Oh god, thank you. I thought I was gonna die.
We'd never leave you behind. Come on, stupid lock. Yes!
How'd you do that?
Maybe I'll teach you one day. Hey, Sam. Nice entrance. Let's get out of here, kid.
What about Epsilon?
They have their own exit.
Epsilon has not been as lucky. Their exit did not go as smoothly as Hilda predicted. Stuck in the bathroom with no way out, they are a bit lost.
Think, what would the captain do? False confidence. Yes, that's the way.
Samson, where are you going? Didn't you hear that explosion? Come with me.
Unhand me!
What the hell is going on with you? We need to check this out.
I mean, yes, I'm coming.
Shit, what happened here? Oh no, they escaped. We have to call this in. All units report to— Samson, what the hell?
I'm not Samson!
Samson's gone crazy!
Back on Earth, Astra faces a very different kind of threat. The enemy of every introvert. A party.
You can do this.
Is that honestly my captain? Oh, I am stunned. Who knew an absolute stunner was underneath that drab agency uniform? Belinda, agree with me. She looks incredible. Am I right?
Captain, you look lovely.
Thanks. You two clean up pretty well yourselves. Oh, shit. Wait, is that the Prime Minister? Walking towards us? Right now?
Chill, she's just a woman.
Captain Jones, it is an absolute treat to meet you. Director Finley and my son here have said nothing but lovely things about you.
Thank you, Madam Prime Minister. I'm so honored to meet... Oh, wait. Did you say son?
Yes. My Tommy has been singing your praises since he joined your crew.
You're the Prime Minister's son. Your mom is the Prime Minister?
Did he never mention?
I thought you guys knew. Well, didn't you know, Bea?
Absolutely not.
How do you think I got this job?
I honestly never thought about it.
This explains so much.
My son has always been so modest. So shy. It doesn't surprise me. Well, I would stay and continue to praise your excellent work, Captain Jones. But unfortunately, duty calls. Tommy, come with me. I want to introduce you to some people.
Can't believe this. Tommy is Prime Minister Tabitha Thompson's son.
This is truly the strangest night of my life.
You and me both, sister. I need a drink. What do you want?
Oh, thank you. Gin and tonic would be lovely.
My kind of gal. I'll grab two. Excuse me, can I get two G&Ts, please?
Coming right up.
Thanks. Some party, huh? Do you work a lot of these?
A few. Prime Minister hosts a lot of these galas. This your first one?
Is it that obvious?
Only first time is have conversations with me.
Rich people suck, don't they?
Hey, you said it, not me. Here your drinks.
Here's hoping you have at least one more conversation tonight. Here you go. Are you single, Belinda? Sorry, I'm not hitting on you. But there is a very cute bartender over there. Are you interested in dudes?
Oh, yes! Yes, I am. And you're right, he is very cute. But I don't know, I'm bad at that stuff. What would I even say to him? Hey, what are you doing? That's mine!
Whoops! I drank it all. Looks like you need a refill.
Are those my captain's orders?
Yes. Now, go get your flirt on.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You know, you don't have to give orders at a party.
Director Finley! Oh, no, that was just a silly joke.
As was mine. I do have a sense of humor, Captain Jones.
Yes, of course. I'm sure you do.
Come, there's someone I'd like you to meet. Minister Chandra?
Why, hello, Director. How are you this evening?
Very well, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to one of the agency's rising stars. This is Captain Astra Jones.
Pleasure to meet you, Captain Jones. I heard about your recent capture of the Hammerhead. Excellent work.
Oh, thank you, Minister Chandra. It was a team effort.
The captain is far too modest, Minister. Astra, I don't know how up to date you are on local politics from home, but Minister Chandra is the representative of Proxima Centauri B.
Oh, I didn't realize. We don't get a lot of news on our ship.
I didn't realize you were from Proxima Centauri B either. It is good to see a fellow colony girl excelling in the government. Might I ask, which tower did you grow up in?
C7.
I was raised in C8. We were neighbors and didn't even realize.
Oh, what a coincidence.
I'll make sure to get you my contact information. If you ever need a hand, let me know. We proxies have to stick together.
Thank you, Minister Chandra.
Good evening, Director.
I didn't realize you knew I grew up on Proxima Centauri B.
Of course. I make it a point to know about all my favorite agents.
I'm one of your favorites?
Yes. I respect you, Captain. I know what it's like to feel out of place here. I may not have been raised on a colony. I'm a bit too old for that. But I was born on a space station.
You were?
I split my time between Earth and the station. Most of the people here grew up in luxury and ease, not us. I know how hard it is to work twice as hard as the people around you and only do half as well.
I wouldn't say you've done half as well as anyone.
You're very kind. Work is very important, but it's also important to take a break. You have a few days of unused leave. Why don't you take them now?
Really?
Yes. You have a wife, don't you? You should spend some time with her.
I would love that.
Good. I'll talk to you when you return. Good evening, Captain.
Captain, we have to go. Those crones will be after us soon.
Where the hell is Epsilon?
Did they not make it out?
No, they must have. Epsilon can get out of anything.
Not anything, Captain.
How dare you doubt me, Sam?
Epsilon!
Captain, you know I don't like physical affection.
Right, sorry. Where were you?
My exit didn't go as smoothly as I hoped. I had to punch an officer. They followed me, but I disguised myself as a Walla Street away. I had to wait for them to move on to a different area to shift into an elderly lady to make my way to the ship.
I'm so glad you did.
Did you for a moment doubt me, Captain?
Of course not, First Mate.
Not to step on the moment, but we need to go now.
Right. Take off, Mipsy.
Captain, you have an incoming call from your wife.
Oh, thank God. Put her through. Babe, you would not believe the day I've had.
Why don't you come and tell me about it in person?
Seriously?
Next week on Starcrossed.
Isn't your mission to catch the spider? Well, you've caught me. What are you gonna do with me?
Oh, I'm planning on doing quite a lot with you.
Follow your instincts.
Dude, this is a lesbian bar. You stick out like a sore thumb.
Of all the stars I've ever seen in the galaxy, you are without a doubt the loveliest.
Starcrossed was created and written by C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Episode 5, Earthlings, was written by Grace Alba Smith. With performances by Samar Alshams, Rebecca Bachman, Carrie Bibb, Mason Greer, Joya Joseph, Gage McAllister, Melissa Melendez, Harris Milgram, Angie Reed, Sailor Scott, Clara Tan, Stephanie Taylor, and Pin Young. Executive producers C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Edited and mixed by C.Y. Hui. Featuring music composed by Iaz Shibala. Art provided by Noel Canos.
Science, yes, I love truth time. Open yourself up to us like a gorgeous Georgia O'Keeffe painting. Science, yes, I love truth time. Open yourself up to us like a gorgeous Georgia O'Keeffe painting.